The bluegrass was booming and the drinks were flowing at the Raleigh Hilton last night, where hundreds of supporters gathered to celebrate with Democratic nominee Bev Perdue. She defeated her main rival, Richard Moore, by a margin of about 15 points.
Tonight is a victory for our message of opportunity, education, and standing up for the middle class. That's what it's all about.
If Perdue wins in November, she would be the state's first woman governor. She says when she first ran for the state house in the 80s, party leaders in her New Bern district didn't think a woman could win. But she told the crowd she's always been a fighter.
I promise you that I will wake up every morning and go to bed every night determined to fight for all of the people of North Carolina, to build a state where nobody is boxed out, a place where everybody has a shot, just a shot, at the American dream.
Perdue confounded the political establishment last month when she made a unilateral pledge to stop running attack ads against her opponent. Pundits predicted the move would cost her the race. Perdue says voters obviously saw it differently.
The race changed when I invested my time and energy in working with folks across North Carolina about what it was I wanted to do to build up the state, not to tear down my opponent. That changed the whole chemistry, I think, of this race.
Still, Perdue isn't ready to commit to a totally positive campaign this fall. She says she'll focus on the issues, but she also expects more attacks, like the recent Republican ad linking her with controversial Reverend Jeremiah Wright.
You know, I understand that it's going to be a different campaign, and I need some time to think through what the strategies will be to get my message out. We've seen what the Republican Party's already done during this cycle, and so we get a glimpse of the campaign they're going to run in the fall. So we'll be prepared. I'm going to make that decision as we move along.
Down in Charlotte, Republicans were celebrating their own winner, Pat McCrory. McCrory garnered almost half the Republican vote, easily defeating his major rivals Fred Smith, Bill Graham, and Bob Orr. The Charlotte mayor told supporters that if he wins in November, he'll bring new priorities and a different culture to Raleigh.
A culture where the number one priority of government will be to protect our citizens from gangs, career criminals, and illegal immigrants breaking the law.
McCrory joked that between droughts, floods, and ice storms, his 13 years as mayor of Charlotte have prepared him well for the state's highest job.
I plan to bring the leadership skills that you've allowed me to have here in Charlotte in dealing with crisis and being a problem solver and having a strategy and a vision in areas like transportation and public safety. And I plan to bring that leadership to the rest of the state of North Carolina because they deserve it.
McCrory says he looks forward to debating Bev Perdue many times in the upcoming months, and he hinted he doesn't plan to run an overly negative campaign.
We're going to run a campaign based upon leadership. We're going to run a campaign based upon the issues, because I believe that's what the people throughout North Carolina want, in the smallest of towns to the largest cities, including right here in Charlotte, North Carolina.
With two strong candidates already selected, it's likely to be a competitive race. Both parties are staging events this morning to kick it off. Governor Mike Easley will officially endorse Bev Perdue as his successor, and Republicans will gather at the state capitol to rally around Pat McCrory. I'm Laura Leslie in Raleigh.